mazita Jesus Christ. We greet one another in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Faro idunge tripano mangwana nasi.
It's our joy to be here this morning.
Amen. Nyanga tanga singatarisiri kuti ngamira pano mangwana nasi.
Even though I was not expecting to be standing before here this morning.
Asimfaro wangu kunge ndiri pakati pevana vaMwari.
But it's my joy to be in the midst of the children of God.
Always it's my joy to be here in this church.
Mufaro wangu wakawanda nguva dzose kuva muchechi muno.
Because I know I'm part of this church. No matter where I go, I always know I'm part of this group. So wherever I am, I know I'm representing you. And I'll never make you feel ashamed. Because I know whatever I do out there, it will always trace back to this church. Because I started in this church. I'm part of this church. Because whatever I do out there, it will always be identified with that that's the Christians from Eastleigh. So I'll make sure I will live a life worthy of the gospel which you are upholding here. It's a sure testimony that God has been gracious to our life. We can always speak like David spoke from when I was young. I've never seen the righteous of God forsaken. Because we started in this gospel when we were young boys, children who are still at school, and my parents thought maybe it was just a joke. They thought it was just a fly by night. They thought we were going to get tired along the way. But throughout the years, we cruised on because it was not us. It was God in us who was propelling us, making us to go on. We never stood on our own, but we stood on the word. And that word is the one which has kept us. There's no church we can keep you. It's only the word of God which is able to make you go on. Because that word is eternal. That word is God. And if God is in you, there is no way you can fail. Amen. That's why Paul, when you are speaking the scriptures, he says we are not of them who draw back unto perdition. Because he knew when God is in your life, there is no way you can fail. You can never fail. You cannot backslide. But you say, brother, but
what
the brothers, they do things which are wrong. Yes, brother, sister. Everything is there in the scripture. That's why David wrote in the Psalms. And he says, the righteous man, you fall seven times and you rise up once again. Because the seed which is in him, it cannot fail. It's a seed which can bring forth itself again. No matter what happens, no matter it's cut down, no matter it's disturbed, but it has got a power in itself which cannot be held back by anything. That's why when God is in you, oh brother, I have got this confidence. I know I cannot fail. Yes, you can look at me as a man. You can see the things which are around me. But in me, I know there is something which cannot fail. And it always tells me you can go on no matter the circumstances. Amen. Oh man.
Yes, sir.
Nice. Forgive me.
Amen.
Amen. I said always I'm ashamed of myself. Because I'm not much of a preacher, as you can see.
And this is
a disorganized speaker.
And Rimuna Nongo Tauros is not wrong.
Maybe when we are still standing, let's open our Bibles.
Ngativhure mabhaibheri edu.
Book of Genesis.
Kubva kubhuku raGenesis.
Amen. We read from Genesis chapter 1.
Tichaverenga kubva kuna Genesis chitsauko chekutanga.
It's a very familiar scripture.
Igwaro ratinoziva tose.
Genesis chapter 1.
Genesis chitsauko chekutanga.
Verse 11 and 12.
Pandima 11 and 12.
If you found it, we'll read.
Kana tashika ipapo tichaverenga edu.
And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth, and it was so.
Mwari akati nyika ngaimerese uswa nemiro inobereka mbeu nemiti inobereka mchero ina marudzi ayo mbeu dzayo dziri mukati mayo panyika zvikaita saizvozvo.
And the earth brought forth grass and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit whose seed was in itself after his kind, and God saw that it was good.
Nyika ikameresa uswa nemiro inobereka mbeu dzina marudzi aidzo nemiti inobereka michero nembeu dzayo dziri mukati mayo ina marudzi ayo Mwari akaona kuti zvakanaka.
Amen. Tingakota nomusoro edu tinyengetere.
Amen. Let's close our eyes and pray.
Mutsvene makarurama Ishe tenzi Jesu Kristu. Mangwanana nasinuya zvakare pamberi pouso hwenyu. Baba tikutendai nokurumbidzai kuti matunza mukati membe henyu. Baba tinoti Ishe munhu mutsvene tibatsirei titungamirirei Jehovha. Ishe masama simba patinotarira kwamuri imi makareva mukati pane vaviri kana vatatu mukati mezita renyu. Imi munenge muripo Baba sama simba. Tinoti Ishe munhu mutsvene zururai meso edu. Baba tikwanise kuona imi Jehovha, tikwanise kuenda kuseri kwechidzitiro. Ishe munhu mutsvene tisangana nemitenzi wangu. Baba munhu mutsvene tibude mukati menzvimbo ino. Jehovha, sevarume vakanga vachinda Emmaus vakati moyeda haina kutsva here apa anga achitaura nesu. Baba sama simba tinotarira kwamuri. Imi ndimi munopa Ishe munhu mutsvene upenyu kushoko rimwe nerimwe. Baba makanaka ramakareva Jehovha, hapana munhu Ishe munhu mutsvene netsananguro kana Ishe munhu mutsvene neuchenjeri anokwanisa kuti Ishe irori shoko rive upenyu. Baba makanaka mukati meupenyu hwevana venyu, asi zvinotongotora mweya wenyu mutsvene. Ndiwa tinoshuva kuti Jehovha sama simba muungane pamwe chete nesu muzodze Ishe munhu mutsvene tenzi wokururama mashoko mashoma atichareva mangwanana nhasi. Ishe munhu mutsvene areve chimwe chinhu mukati mehana dzevana venyu. Baba mutsvene Ishe makanaka atipe tenzi wokururama kukwanisa Ishe munhu mutsvene kufamba Baba wokururama mukati meruru rwendo Ishe munhu mutsvene rwatinoziva tiri kufamba nemitenzi sama simba. Taikumikidza upenyu hwedu mukati meruoko rwenyu, taikumikidza mweya yedu kwamuri. Tinoti uyai Ishe munhu mutsvene mutoremi Jehovha nzvimbo yenyu mukati mesevhisi ino. Baba munhu mutsvene Ishe makanaka tenzi wokururama zvose tenzi wokururama tenzi sama simba mbiri nekukudzwa tigozvipa kuzita renyu. Baba taikumikidza zvese kwamuri tichikumbira zvese nokutenda muzita ratenzi Jesu Kristu Ishe wedu. Amen and amen. Tingagara hedu pasi.
We may be seated.
Amen. Toda kutenda Mwari mangwanana nhasi.
We want to thank God this morning
because
of his mercy and grace and love.
Amen.
As my brother said, I'm not new in here. Maybe those who don't know me are the ones who are new here.
Amen.
But I'm not a new person here. I'm not coming from South Africa. Amen. I belong to here.
Amen.
Amen.
Brother Chwaura.
When Brother Chwaura was speaking, when he was saying we as young boys, we were faithful, and he said, deacons, who were the deacons that time? Then remembered on Thursday night, when we were coming, when I came to Bedbridge, I met a brother who was once here.
The other brothers,
when they were introducing me to the brothers, they fellowship with at the Bedbridge. They said, brother, come see this brother. He was my deacon. Since I was a young boy, when that time when the deacons call you,
You
then ask to, you start to open your files, they're trying to think what wrong you have done. What is it that I've done wrong?
Yes, I got no brother. I'm Saturday, no brother. I got three one. I got you. So the other brother said, no, but brother, it was good.
And then the brother said, Shakanga, Shakanaka.
Because the
Christians who were there that time were real Christians. Not like what the brothers are doing now, they don't listen to the deacons. It gave me a certain understanding. I said you thought we're difficult people. But our time also, when we were young boys, starting to follow this message.
That
the brother will do something, then go to the pastor, talk, and then it's over there. What used to happen is then that they say, brother, if you've got an issue, brother so-and-so, stand up. Then you stand up in here. And then all is said about you. You see this brother. He's such a bad brother. It used to help us.
Then
you know that shame for me to stand before people. Before the people, it would help you, like the Bible says. When you do something wrong, rebuke them before the public, so that some others will. They will be
afraid.
Amen. That's what the Bible says. But we thank God. But what keeps people is the word of God.
Amen.
There's nothing else that can keep you. Coming to church does not keep you. Though it's a good thing, you shouldn't love coming to church. If you don't come to church, it shows that the word is not in you. If the word is in you, you do what it wants. Because the word is your life, there is nothing that you don't live that is not the word. The word says, don't forsake the gathering of the saints. If you don't come to church, it means you are not the word. The word says, pay tithe. If you are not the word, you don't pay tithe. Because you are not living that word. You are not part of that word. But if you are part of that word, you do everything that is in the word of God. You don't need anyone to superintend you. Children of God is the word of God, which is being manifested at the time that they are living. That's what we want to talk about for a little while. Each and every seed, let it bear of its kind.
Amen.
Amen. Each and every seed, that is the commandment that was put by God, that each and every seed should bear something that is like itself.
Amen.
Amen.
Let every seed bring forth of its kind. Amen. That was God's commandment. Amen.
Amen.
He was creating the earth. Brother Branham says, all the things, they were made by things which don't appear. Like the Bible says, when God spoke it, when God created the earth, amen, the Bible says it was without form and void.
And
the Spirit of God was moving upon the face of the earth. The prophet said God was hovering over, the Spirit was hovering over the earth.
He
says it was brooding over the earth. And God said, let there be. And there was. And the prophet says, God said, let the earth bring forth. Amen. Seeds. And those seeds, should bring forth after themselves, after their kind. Amen. But it was God who placed those seeds underneath the earth. It was the word of God. Each and everything which came forth, it was a display of the word of God. That's why the prophet in this hour, he preached a message. Let us see God in his creation. Let us see God in his people. Because everything, whether it be botany life, whether it be animal life, everything is giving testimony of God himself, because he is the creator and he is the giver of life. Any source of life which is upon the earth, it's God who has given it. So it only gives testimony of who God is. It only gives testimony, amen, of the intelligence of God. That's why that time when Brother Branham was speaking to that infidel who was saying there was no God, amen,
amen,
and the prophet took a very natural thing,
and that
man was saying he had heard about Brother Branham and what had happened, and he was saying, if I could meet that man who did that miracle there, maybe he could tell me. Amen.
Amen.
And Brother Branham never said, I am he. Amen. He just went to he spoke about an apple tree, and he asked him, what intelligence tells this apple tree that when it's cold, amen, the leaves have to, the sap has to go down, amen,
amen,
amen, so that it cannot be hit by the frost, amen,
amen.
And the man says, it's instinct.
Amen. It's by instinct. What if we take water and put a bucket of water there? Does the water go down alone? And he said, no. So there's an intelligence which is there.
Amen.
Amen. And then he got worried.
Amen. Zikanzi, kanada uchenjeri ho.
If you want that wisdom,
ndo umwe chete,
is the same wisdom
wakaita ndizive,
that made me to know.
Amen. Zvinenge zviri zvakavanzika mukati meupenyu hwangu.
The secrets in the lives of the people.
Akambaona ajekerwa.
It dawned to that man.
Kuona kuti ndiMwari.
To see that it is God.
Vanoratidzwa mukati mezvisikwa zvavo.
Who is being manifested in the teachers, is the same God.
Amen.
Amen.
Kana kuri kuti ukatadza kuti umuone.
If you fail to see him
mukati mezvisikwa,
in his creation,
haugoni kumuona mukati meupenyu hwako.
You cannot see him in your life.
Nokuti Mwari uyu ndiMwari ari muhunyoro.
Because God is God in simplicity. Is God who does things that in your own thinking you may say there are things that are happening every day.
Amen.
Amen. That's why if you are children of God, if God is in you, if you are traveling with God, you must know that each and everything that happens in your life, it's not happening accidentally. Because you are not moving casually, you are walking with God.
Each and everything, whatever happens in your life, it's God. That's the only way which can give you the strength to go on, because you will be able to see God each and every step of the way. Amen.
Yes, I am.
Amen. Because
amen.
God, he gave promise in his word, I will be with you, even in you, until the end of age. Amen. Yes, so, brother, sister, there is no way he leaves you. Amen.
Amen.
I like what the prophet says in the message of the power of God. He says, when God was leading the children of Israel, amen, he brought them, amen, to the Red Sea, in a place where they, it seems they were in a fix. There was the Red Sea on one side. There were the mountains on one other side. Amen.
Amen.
And Pharaoh's army was on the other side. It seems they were pinned. Amen. But the prophet says, God's way for the children of Israel from the, before the foundations of the world was to go through that place of the Red Sea. God had foreordained it. And God had a reason. What was the reason? That his power, that what he is, might be shown to the children of
Israel.
So the prophet says, you as a Christian, you as a believer, you are walking with God. Why is it that you complain when you come to those situations where it seems God has left you? He has never left you, because he gave promise and his promise is faithful. I will be with you, even in you, until the end of age. But the children of God, they come to that place where they fail to recognize that this God does not fail. No matter what you go through. Amen. Because when you come to it, and you know it's an opportunity for God, who is in you, to be seen. Amen. In his mighty power. Because God is the one who is leading. The church of God, in this hour that we are living in, they are here to supposed to display, amen, the power of the living God. Because this God whom we speak about, amen, he is a God who is faithful. He is faithful to his word. And if he has given you his word as a promise, amen, you should never doubt that word. Amen. Because you are part of that word. Amen. Because God says, in the beginning was the word. And the word was with God. And that word, it became flesh. Jesus Christ,
Jesus Christ,
a display of God himself. What for? Because he came as the Lamb of God. Amen. For the propitiation of our sins. He went on the cross at
Calvary.
What for, brother, sister? Not to bring up church members. He went on the cross at Calvary because he wanted to be displayed in the life of the believers. Because in the Garden of Eden, Satan had come in, and he disturbed the plan of God. It seemed like he had disturbed the plan of God. But God only wanted to display himself as a savior. That's why when you are here, brother, sister, you should be glad that you are part of the word of God.
You,
and you are here. You are not here. Amen. Amen. To show forth how good you can dress. Or the money you have got. Or the property you have got. The most important thing is for God to be seen in you. It's for you to be a supernatural being. Amen.
Yes, ma'am.
Supernatural being does not mean you have got all the cars in the world. No. Supernatural being,
amen,
is that whenever you have got a need, you are able to speak it and you can have it. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
That's the display. That's what happened
with
that Shunammite woman.
Because
she was a believer. She was walking with God. She was a supernatural being. She was part of God's program. Amen. She was able to see God. Amen. In her life. Because she believed. God cannot lie. God cannot lie. Whatsoever He has promised, He is able to do. Brother, sister, we are a testimony of this very same God who was in Elijah. The very same God who was in the life of Brother Branham. We are a testimony this morning. That same God does not fail. Amen.
Yes, I am.
He doesn't fail.
Akundikani.
Amen.
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 Yes, sir.
If you are there, maybe I don't know. You say God is a failure. Amen.
Amen.
God is not a failure. Despite the condition you are in.
Amen.
Brother, sister. Sometimes we want God to move in a way we want ourselves.
Amen.
Sometimes we want things to go the way we think. But God does things in a very in ways that is past finding out.
Amen. Yes, I am.
He
works with unusual ways.
What
you expect. God does something contrary to that. I saw it in my life. But I lifted my hands thanking God. There are times when God, I would say, God, why didn't He do this to me? But I would say, God is faithful. He knows the reason.
Play out.
But when things come out correctly, then I realized that's why God didn't do this at that time. Had He done that at that time, now I could be in this situation, which was not pleasant. God has got His ways of doing things. What we must do is to wait upon Him.
But
it's difficult to wait upon God, to wait upon the promise of God, or to wait on your prayer that you know God is going to answer. That's what is there, my brother. The church of God should come to that stage that you believe that whatever you say, it is going to happen.
Amen.
Amen. That's what it means, even the prayer. That's why Jesus Christ said,
when you ask and you believe that you will have what you have asked for, you are going to have it. But many a times we ask and we fail to believe that what we have asked for is going to be. So we are an enemy for our own selves. Amen.
Yes,
we are the one who is failing God. You are the one, amen, who is not giving that word the right, amen, atmosphere, amen, for it to happen. Amen. Because you yourself, you are the one who is at the center of everything. Amen. That's why, brother, sister, you know why the prophet says, you yourself, you are your greatest enemy. Amen.
Amen. Yes,
amen.
Amen.
You are your greatest enemy. Amen.
You yourself, you are your own problem.
Amen.
Yes,
amen.
I read in a certain book when he was saying, the person you talk to mostly, it's yourself.
Amen.
Amen. The person you talk to mostly, more than anyone else, it's yourself.
Amen.
Amen.
Each and every day,
you talk to yourself.
attitude yako,
mafungira ako.
Amen. Inobva pakuti wewe unotaura newe sei.
Comes from how you talk to yourself.
Amen.
Amen.
Maonero ako,
the way you see things,
anobva kuti wewe unozvitaura kwa uri sei.
It's determined by how you talk to yourself.
Amen.
Amen.
Manzwira unoita kuhama,
the feelings you have from the brothers,
zvinoreva kuti iwewe unozvitaurira sei.
It means how do you talk to yourself.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Nokuti munhu waunonyaya kutaura kwaari,
the person you talk to mostly,
ndiwe.
It's yourself.
Amen. Ndosaka Bhaibheri rakataura iro kuti,
that's why the Bible said,
tinofanira kuita cast down,
tinofanira kudzingira
mifungo yose,
all manner of thinking,
inopesana,
which are contrary
neshoko raMwari,
to the word of God.
Saka niwewe kana kuda kuve neattitude yakanaka.
If you want to have the right attitude,
toadzama,
kune amai,
toadzi pastor,
kuna pastor,
toadzi madikoni,
kuma dikoni.
Amen.
Amen.
Cha unofanwa kuita,
what you must do,
unofanwa kuzvitaurira,
you must talk to yourself,
neshoko raMwari,
by the word of God.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Ukaona hama yako,
if you see your brother,
uchiona,
and you see that nekukurikidza
nemushoko raMwari,
through the word of God,
haufe wakaita godo nehama,
you won't be jealous to that.
Amen.
Brother,
ukaona pastor,
if you see the pastor,
nekukurikidza neshoko raMwari,
through the word of God.
Amen. Haufe wakavenga pastor,
you won't hate the pastor.
Amen. Nokuti uri kutarisa mukati neshoko raMwari,
because you are looking inside the word of
God. Ukaona pastor kuburikidza neshoko raMwari,
you are looking at the pastor through the word of God.
Amen. Kuti ubatsirikane,
for you to be helped.
Amen. Nechipo nechimwe nechimwe,
by each and every gift of,
chakaiswa naMwari mukati mekereke,
that was ordained by God in a church.
Unofanirwa kutadza chipo ichocho.
You must look at that gift,
kwete semunhu,
not as a person,
asi nekuburikidza neshoko raMwari,
through the word of God.
Ukatarisa nekuburikidza neshoko raMwari,
if you look at it through the word of God,
that's the only way,
ndiyo nzira chete,
you can get a blessing,
nekuti unowana maropafadzo,
from the gifts which God has put in his church, because it's God's order for perfecting the church. He says he has given. It's God who has given. It's not man. It's God who has given. Some pastors, some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists. Amen. But for you to benefit, you have to look at those gifts. Amen. Through the word. If you look at them on yourself, you see a man. That's why sometimes, even when maybe the pastor is preaching, and maybe he's speaking something which is warning the church, be it about the things of this which are holding people in this hour, you get a resentment. You won't be able to see that, no, it's not this man, but it's God, because he's one who has set in the church apostles, prophets, pastors, evangelists, teachers. Amen. But when you see it in that light of the word, you'll be able to gain the benefits of the word of God. Many people, they've lost that benefit because they looked at that ministry which God has given. They looked it in the eyes of men and they started comparing. Amen.
Yes,
that's why Paul was even saying to the Corinthians, some say I'm of Apollos, some say I'm of Paul. Why?
Say,
maybe they were comparing. But brother Paul, the way he explains things is too difficult. Even Peter even said, ended up saying, writing. And he says the things which Paul speaks.
Peter,
yeah, the depth it has. He says those who are unlearned. Amen. They have fallen back. They could not understand it. So some were saying, no. The things which he speaks, better Apollos.
Apollos are none.
Amen. But they failed to recognize, amen, that the ministry which God has given, it has got different levels. One thing you have to do, brother, sister, if you are to benefit from what God has given to the church, never compare. Amen. Because we are not here for showmanship. We are not here to show our ability. But we are only here to project what God has given in this hour and that projection is given differently through different vessels. Amen. So don't compare. If you start comparing, it's a disaster for yourself, because you never come to that perfection. That's why you despise your pastor, because you've heard another pastor who is preaching there, who might be preaching better than your pastor. But brother, sister, what I do myself, my, we have benefited from many ministries which God has put in the bride, but we have never tried to compare that ministry with the ministry which is local, with the ministry which has brought us up, because we know God, through his intelligence, through his foreknowledge, when he puts a man here, amen, he had a purpose. It's not the man. That's why even Brother Branham at one time, when brothers, they wanted to look for a pastor, they said, don't look for someone who is knowledgeable. Just look for a brother who is living by the word. Amen. And you put him there, God will do the rest. Amen. That's why, brother, sister, we don't depend upon the ability of a man. We depend upon what God has given to the church. We are here, brother, sister, because God has called us. We are not here because of the pastor. We are not here because there is brother so and so. We are here because there was a call in our lives, because God says, my sheep hear my voice. Amen. A stranger they will not follow. We are here because we have heard that voice, and that voice is leading us to come to that place where we will be a display of the life of Jesus Christ in this hour that we are living in, the church of God. Amen. It's not just a gathering of people. The church of God is God himself on display. We have to come to that place. That's why we had on Friday. Amen. When the brother was preaching, when he was speaking about Rebecca and Eliezer. Amen. That Eliezer. Amen. Brought Rebecca to Isaac.
Kuna Isaac.
Amen. Eliezer was only speaking about Isaac.
Eliezer
was bringing a revelation of who Isaac is. Amen.
Yes,
but Rebecca was not going to get carried away by Eliezer.
It's
there, I'll go with Eliezer. Because Eliezer's duty was to bring Isaac to Rebecca. To bring Rebecca to Isaac. And the prophet in this hour, what was he doing? He was displaying Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever, for you as a believer to be able to come to that place where God is manifest in your life, where God is moving on 2 feet in you and me. If we don't come to that, the church has failed. Brother, sister, we cannot be rejoicing because we have got cars. We cannot be rejoicing because we have got things, many things around us. The only thing which makes us rejoice is when we see the display of the life of God in our lives. That's the most important thing. You might not be having shoes on your feet, but if God is in you, you have got all the world. Amen. You might die like Lazarus. Amen.
Yes,
with
sir.
Sores on your feet. Amen. Begging for bread. Amen.
Yes,
but if you have got God in you, you know you have got something which is able to transform you into eternity. Amen. You might have all the things in this world. You know what, brothers? I was surprised. You know, it really caught me. One time when I came here, and I was going to Gweru, so I jumped into a lift.
ndakapinda mulift.
Amen. And I was speaking to this man.
Ndichitaura nemurume
uyu. Speaking about the word.
Ndichitaura pamusoro peshoko
raMwari. I started telling about my testimony.
And ndichitanga kutaura nechapupu changu.
How God touched me.
Kuti Mwari vakandibata sei.
How the things of the world they just flew off me.
Kuti zvinhu zvenyika zvakangobhururuka kubva pandiri.
And I was never the same again.
Handina kuzova mumwe chete.
Amen.
Amen.
And he also started telling me
akatanga kundiudza
about himself.
Pamusoro pake.
How he also was in the world.
Akutanga ari munyika.
He was drinking.
Ainwa.
He was doing all those things.
Achita zvose izvi.
But he says, no, I started going to church.
Pandakatanga kuenda kuchechi.
And I left those things.
Ndikasiya zvinhu izvi.
Amen. So I said, where do you worship?
Ndikati unoenda kunonamata
kupi? I worship by my apostle.
Kumapostori.
So I said, no.
Ndikati, yeah. It's okay.
Yeah. Early we have come to that place.
Tashika kunzvimbo iya
chaiyo. Like it was in the time of Moses.
Yes, sezva zvakanga zviri panguva ya Moses.
Amen. The time of Janis and Jambri.
Nguva ya Janis na Jambri.
Because the same testimony.
Chapupu chimwe chete.
You might be having here.
Chaunogona kuva nacho pano.
The man who is out there.
Munhu ari kunze uko.
He has got also the same testimony.
Anogona ngai nechapupu chimwe chete.
Amen. Or even more than you.
Pamwe chiri nani kudarika chako.
Amen. Then I said, Lord.
Ndikatishe.
This is more than just giving testimonies.
Izvi zvadarika kungova nechapupu.
We have to come to that place.
Tinofanira kusvika panzvimbo.
Amen. Where God.
Apo Mwari.
Is made manifest.
Vanoratidzwa.
In our lives.
Muupenyu hwedu.
Having just testimony.
So tava chapupu chete.
This and this.
Ichi nechichi nechichi.
The man who is out there.
Munhu ari kunze uko.
He also has got that testimony.
Ane chapupu
icho chakare. The same testimony you have.
Chimwe chete chaunacho.
Amen. But brother, sister.
Asa amanzadzi.
When we are here. Let's make sure
we've
got a testimony.
Chapupu,
I prayed. God gave me this. But the greatest testimony is of a life
upenyu,
which has been changed.
Washandurwa.
It's a life
upenyu,
which is according to the word.
Because
you find that many people out there,
they've
got a testimony.
Chapupu.
Amen.
Amen.
They've got a testimony.
Chapupu.
They'll tell you, I prayed. And I got a car.
Ndokuwa na motokari.
Amen.
Amen.
I prayed.
Ndakanamata.
And I got money.
Ndokuwa na mari.
They've got that testimony.
Vane chapupu ichocho.
But their life.
Asi upenyu.
Is not according to the word.
Hawaenderani neshoko ramwari.
So the most important thing, brother sister.
Chinhu chakakosha hamanzvadzi.
Amen. The most important thing.
Chinhu chakakosha.
Which you should look for.
Chaunofanira kutsvaga.
When you come each and every day.
Paunouya zuva rimwe
nerimwe. Into the house of God.
Muimba yaMwari.
Is a life.
Upenyu.
Which has been changed.
Uwo wakashandurwa.
Is a life.
Upenyu,
which is pure,
wakachena,
a life,
upenyu,
with no reproach,
usina kuzvidzwa.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
A life,
upenyu,
amen, which you don't have to have someone always running after you.
Upenyu wekuti haufaniri kuramba uchingoteererwa kuti
unofamba sei. Don't do this.
Kuti usaite ichi, usaite icho.
Amen.
Amen.
Kana uchiri kunzi usaita izvi, usaita izvi.
If you are such a person who is told not to do this and that.
Tichiri kwa Korinte.
We are still with in the Corinthians.
Wa Korinte ndo vaitaurirwa.
They are the ones who
said
don't do this.
Musadai.
Don't do that.
Musadai.
Don't do this.
Asi va Ephesus.
But the Ephesians.
Vanga vasingataurwi izvo.
You wouldn't talk that say that to them.
Vanga vataurwa pamusoro pe predestination.
You could talk only about predestination. Amen. You are
vana komana vaMwari.
To be sons and daughters.
Kana wakatemerwa kwemwana waMwari.
You are predestinated the child of God.
Unoziva zvazviri.
You know what it means.
Kunge uri mutendi.
To be a believer.
Nokuti kana uri mutendi.
If you are a believer.
Une chimwe chinhu chiri mauri.
You have got something in you.
Nokuti shoko raMwari.
Because the word of God.
Imbeu.
It's a seed.
Inobereka zvakafanana na iyo.
Which bears according to its kind.
Ndosaka iwewe kana uchiti uri mutendi weshoko raMwari.
That's why you, if you say you are a believer of the word of God.
Uchiti uri mutendi panguva ine yokupedzisira.
And you say you are an end time believer.
Wakaona chizaruro.
You got a revelation
cheshoko raMwari
of the word of God.
Chizaruro cheshoko raMwari panguva ino.
The revelation of the word of God that
chinoreva kuti munhu.
It means that a person
wakusvika.
You are getting to a stage
pakuvesa Mwari.
To be like God.
Ndo chizaruro.
That is the revelation of this entire.
Your message.
That is the message.
The message.
A message
is not just reading the spoken word.
Kungoverenga spoken word.
But the message of this hour.
Chishoko raNguva ino.
Which Brother Branham brought.
Rakaunzwa nemuprofita.
Amen.
Amen.
The revelation of the word.
Chizaruro cheshoko.
What was the revelation?
Chizaruro chaive
chii. That God.
Kuti Mwari.
Amen. He had a desire.
Amen.
He had a purpose. What was this purpose? To display himself. Amen. In his son. And thereafter to display himself. In his church. Your message.
That is the message of this
Amen.
Same time. That is the word that we believe. If you believe the word of God at this same time, when you say to the people, I'm an anti-message believer,
don't it be just something which you explain?
That you are talking and explaining.
It
should be your life, which is being showing, which is
Ziri
showing what that word is.
Nokuti shoko rimwe nerimwe,
because each and every word,
mbeu imwe neimwe,
each and every seed,
inobereka zvakaifanira.
It will bear according to its kind.
Panguva ino,
at this time,
amen, Mwari pachavo,
God himself,
vakatemera,
he predestinated,
amen, iwe neni,
you and me,
kuti timire pano, tinge tiri pano,
to be here.
Kwete unge kamwe ka church karu East Lugo.
Not to be like another church in East
Lugo. Asi kuti tinge tiri vana vaMwari.
But that we should be children of
Vani
God.
Vari kuratidza zviri Mwari.
Who are manifesting what
Christ
God is.
Jesu.
Jesus Christ.
Akauya.
He came.
Amen. Chiprofita.
As a prophet.
Changanga chataurwa pamuna na Isaiah.
Which I desired prophesied.
Akamba aberekwa.
And then he was born.
Amen. Muchizvaro chidyiro chemombe.
In a manger.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Akamba akura.
And then he grew up.
Asi paakazosangana nomudzimai uya patsime.
When he met that woman of Samaria.
Amen.
Amen.
Haana kuedza kutsanangura.
He did not try to explain.
Kuti Isaiah akaprofita.
Isaiah prophesied.
Pachabarwa mwana komana.
That is man child is
going to be born. Muchidyiro chemombe.
And I'm the one born in a manger.
Aiwa.
No.
Akangoratidza.
You only show
nature.
The nature of the word that was in him.
Shoko iroro.
That word.
Rakatanga kuzvita display.
It started to display itself.
When that word was displaying itself.
Shoko iruparakaradzwa pacharo.
Showing itself that it had been manifested.
Richiziratidza kuti ranga raratidzwa.
In a human being.
Mupenyu wemunhu.
Jesus Christ.
Jesu Kristu.
It opened that woman's eyes.
Zvakavhura meso emudzimai
uyu. It made a difference.
Zvakapa musiyano.
It brought life. To that prostitute. The only thing, brother, sister, which will bring life to the man who is out there, which will bring life to the man who is in the denomination, is when they can see a display of the life of God in us. There has to be a church without spot or wrinkle. Amen.
Yes,
a church with no blemish. A church. Amen. Where God is in display. Amen. That's why, brother, sister. Amen. We have to pray, we have to say, God, help us to see that display. Amen. Then we will not worry about the Ananias and Sapphira. We will not worry. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
About trying to wait for people to make confess their sins. Because remember, when it happened in the book of Acts, instead of Ananias and
Sapphira,
the Bible says, from that time, there was no one who ever joined them. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen. No one came to join and say, no, it's
pleasant.
They sing
nice. No. Nope. Apa
they realized that it was a serious issue. If you are not sincere, better you stay away from them. They knew that it's not a group to join.
Amen.
Amen.
It's
not something that you go along with them. People actually die in
church.
Amen.
Amen.
Because God, it is in the midst of his children, he will show his nature. That's why each and every one of us, let it be the desire of your heart that God should be seen in your life. Because God, when he said each and every
thing,
let it be appear after its kind, I believe at this time that we are living in, you and me, we are here because of the word of God.
Amen.
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 Amen. We are here because we identified ourselves.
Amen.
Handiziviwe ama hanzadzi.
I don't know you, brother, sister.
Asi ndakazvi identify.
But as for me, I identify myself in the word of God.
Kana ndichimira,
if I stand each and every day,
Satan achirwisana neni.
The devil fighting me.
Ndotaura Satan.
I say, devil,
kuti inini.
That
ndi ndakataurwa pana Malaka ipapa.
I'm the one who was talked about in Malachi.
Tarira ndinokutumira muprofita
Elijah. Behold, I've sent you Elijah the prophet.
Amen. Muprofita wacho ndakamuona.
The prophet, I saw him.
Shoko ndakarigamuchira.
The word I received.
Hakuna kwandichadzokera kumashure.
I'm not going to go back anymore.
Ndakamira pana Mwari.
I'm standing on God.
Tatiri pano.
We are here.
Nekuda kweappointment yaMwari.
Because of the appointment of God.
Asi Mwari vari kutarisira.
But God is expecting.
Kuti vaone.
To see.
Vazvione.
To see himself
mauri
in you.
Ndo Mwari zvavari kutarisira.
That is what God is expecting.
Mwari havasi kutarisira kuti tive nemba dzakakura.
God is not expecting us to have mansions.
Asi vimbiso futi iri mushoko raMwari.
But it's a promise also in the word of God. The Bible says,
kana wakasiya baba,
if you leave your father,
kana wakasiya amai,
and left your mother,
wakasiya budi kana hanzvadzi,
you left to all brothers and sisters.
Amen.
Amen.
Hanzi ndichakupai panyika ino.
I will give you. Amen.
Neupenyu usingaperi.
And everlasting life.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Saka ni izvo ivimbiso yeshoko raMwari.
Is the promise
Mwari
of the Lord
God. Isos.
God will give us those things.
Nokuti tinengo akatendeka kushoko raMwari.
Because you'll be faithful to the word of God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Asi ama hanzvadzi.
But brothers,
chinhu chikuru.
The most important
Mwari chavanoda.
That God wants.
Chakanga chiri chakavanzi.
Which was a secret.
Chakazururwa nomuprofita panguva iyi.
Which was revealed by the prophet.
And Mwari vakanga vane chakavanzika.
And God had a mystery.
Chakanga chiri seri kwepfungwa dzavo.
Which was at the back part of his mind.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Chokuti vanga vachida kuti vaonekwe.
You wanted to be seen
mukati mekereke yavo.
In his church.
Amen.
Amen.
Ndosaka iwe hama hanzvadzi.
That's why you brother sister.
Usaunge uchiuya pano.
For you to come here.
Kuti uve unove a disappointment.
And to be a disappointment.
To God.
Kuna Mwari.
A disappointment.
Kuti we chigumbutso.
To the children of God.
Kuvana vaMwari.
A disappointment.
Kuva chigumbutso.
To the one who has called us here.
Uyo akatidana pano.
Amen. Because brother sister.
Hama hanzvadzi.
When you come.
Paunoya pano.
And your life is not in pattern with the word.
Upenyu hwako husingaenzane neshoko raMwari.
It's a disappointment.
Chigumbutso.
To God.
Kuna Mwari.
And that God.
Kuti Mwari.
Is in us.
Uye Mwari ari matiri.
Amen. You disappoint us.
Unotigumbutsa.
Because God is in us.
Nekuti Mwari vari matiri.
And when you disappoint us.
Kana watigumbutsa.
Amen. God will not be happy with you.
Mwari havazofadzwa newe.
Amen. So remember,
rangarira,
the life that you live,
upenyu unorarama,
if you are coming here,
kana uchiuya pano,
is not of your own.
Hausi wako.
Amen.
Amen.
Kana uchiuya pano,
when you come here,
same tent,
as a believer,
ziva kuti iwewe,
know that you,
sekutaura kunoita Paulo,
as Paul says,
ndiri musungwa wa Kristu Jesu,
I'm a prisoner of Christ Jesus,
haucharararami zvaunoda,
you are no longer living the way you want,
wakurarama zvinodiwa neshoko,
you live according to the word of God.
Amen.
Amen.
Wakurarama,
you are living,
uri musungwa,
as a prisoner,
wakurarama,
you are living,
uine zvinhu,
with things,
amen.
Amen.
Zvauri kutarisirwa kuti unofanirwa kunge
uchiita. To be doing.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
Haucharararami wega aiwa.
You are no longer living yourself.
Asi Mwari.
But God.
Ndiwo vakutungamirira mukati muupenyu hwako.
Is the one who is leading in your life.
Vane chimwe chinhu.
You have got something.
Chakufambisa nepamwe. Pausingadi iwewe.
Which is leading you through other ways that you didn't like.
Amen.
Amen.
Asi chinoitika ndechekuti vanhu kazhinji.
But what happens is mostly that people.
Havadi ku sacrifice.
People don't want to sacrifice.
Amen.
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 Yes, sir.
Nokuti chinhu chokusacrifice.
Because the issue of sacrifice.
Chinhu chakaoma.
It's something that is difficult.
Amen. Nokuti kana uchisacrifice.
If you are sacrificing.
Chinhu chinonzi sacrifice chai kana paitwa even ma sacrifice mukati mebhaibheri.
When they do sacrifices in the Bible.
Wanga usinga sacrifice gwaira wasingadi.
You wouldn't sacrifice a lamb that you did not want.
Kana kuti uya rinokamhina roti wawati hanu.
Something that is crippled.
Waifa mukunza chinhu chakakwana.
You bring something that is perfect.
Chokuti uri kufarira.
Something that you like
yourself.
You
want to keep it.
Ungada kuchichengeta.
Ndo chawainzi iwe unofanira kuita sei.
That is the one that you were supposed to come.
Uye nacho as a sacrifice.
Bring as a sacrifice.
Even the Bible says.
Kunyange Bible rinoti.
We should present ourselves.
Tinofanira kuzvipira.
As living sacrifice.
Sezvipiriso zvipenyu.
Which are holy.
Zviri zvichene.
And acceptable unto God.
Uye zvinogamuchirwa kuna Mwari.
Asi sacrifice chinhu chakaoma.
But a sacrifice is something difficult.
Nokuti chinhu chinorwadza.
Something that is painful.
Nokuti uri kubvisa zvinhu zvaunofarira.
You are shedding off things that you like.
Nokuti kusacrifice.
To sacrifice.
Kana even kusacrifice hanguva yako.
Even sacrificing your time.
For kuti ubatsire umwe munhu.
So that you can help someone.
Zvinhu zvinotorwadza.
It's something that is difficult.
Amen. Saka nevanhu sacrifice.
People, when we talk about sacrifice.
Vachi sacrifice rashoko ramwana.
Sacrifice for the sake of the word of God.
Zvakaoma.
It's difficult.
Vanhu havadi.
People don't want to do that.
Kuti urarame.
For you to live.
Munhu anoda kuti aende ne trend iri kuenda zvino.
People just want to follow the trend that is happening.
Amen.
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 Yes, ma'am.
Ndochinjoitika.
That's what happens.
Asi vanhu havadi kusacrifice.
People don't want to sacrifice.
They want things which are easy.
Vanoda zvinhu zviri nyore.
Amen.
Amen.
You don't want the shame.
Havadi kunyara.
Of not going with the crowd.
Kuti vati havasikuenderano nezvinhu.
You don't want the shame.
Havadi kunyadziswa.
Of not doing what everyone else is doing.
Kuti vanzi vari kurega kuita zviri kuitwa nevamwe vese.
Why, brother, sister?
Sei hamanzvadzi.
It's because we are living in that time.
Kuda kwekuti tiri kurarama munguva.
Amen. Where they speak of rights.
Pavanotaura pamusoro pekodzero dzevanhu.
Amen.
Amen.
Rights.
Kodzero.
Ndaitaura nedzimwe hama.
I was talking to some brothers.
Ndichiti nyaya yema rights.
About the issue of human rights.
Tichitaura tunoitaura katichitaura pamusoro pevanhu vanhu vari munyika kuti vana vavo kuti vane
rights
avo.
The children want their rights.
Ukarova mwana zvinonzi mwana ane ma rights.
If you beat a child, they say they've got their rights, you can be imprisoned.
Asi is spirit.
Iri
mumwe nguva yekupedzisira.
Is the spirit in the end time.
Chinhu chisingacherechedzi vanhu.
What people don't realize.
Ndechekuti mweya uwoyo.
That is that spirit.
Unouya futi.
It also comes.
Mukati mekereza.
In a church.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Vanhu vanenge vakuti anu.
People will be saying.
Zvaparidzwa izvi.
What they are preaching.
No. Isu mapekeredu.
The way we dress.
Iright yako kuti.
It's your right.
Zvaunoda. Ndosaka panguva ino iyi.
That's why this time.
Munoona zvinhu kune zvinhu zvakawanda.
You see there are many things.
Zvokuti vanhu vanenge vachingoona.
That people will be looking at things.
Asi zvi munhu achingoti vanhu vachingoti no
but
I am a trial.
But this man of doing things.
Tingaita sei?
What can we do?
Ikodzero dzemunhu.
Someone.
Nokuti vanhu vanhu vatendi panguva ino.
Believers at this time.
Ikodzero yangu.
It's my right.
Ndipeke zvandino.
To dress the way I want.
Ndite zvandinoda pa.
To do what I want.
Pa event yangu.
With my body.
Kunyangwe pastor vanouya vachitaura pano.
Even though the pastor comes here.
Evangeli richitaura.
The gospel.
Asi vanhu nokuda kuti pane mweya wema rights.
But people, because there is a human rights spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
Munhu anonzwa kuti anhu.
Someone feels right.
Zvakaipa isu ndikuuya kuchechi.
What's wrong and ndikuuya kuchechi?
Asi hama hanzvadzi.
But brothers.
Chinhu chinokanganwa vanhu. Ndechekuti kana uri mutendi.
Is that if you are a believer.
Amen. Uri munazari.
You are a Nazarene.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
You are a Nazarite.
Uri munazari.
Munazari.
A Nazarite. Munazari.
Was required.
Akanga achidikanwa.
To do those things.
Kuti aite zvinhu.
Not to do certain things.
Kwete zvimwe zvinhuwo.
Zvokuti vamwe vanhu vaiita.
Many people were doing something else.
Asi nokuti anga ari separated to the Lord.
Asi nokuti akanga akatsaurwa
kubva kuchikepa vanhu. He could not do certain things.
Aisaita zvimwe zvinhu zvaitwa
nevanhu. Nokuti iye wakapatsanurwa.
Because he was separated.
Wakabatanidzwa naMwari.
He was joined together with God.
Amen. Asi vanhu vanokanganwa.
But people forget.
Kuti iwewe kana uri muKristu.
That if you are a Christian.
Uri munazari kuna Mwari.
You are a Nazarite unto God.
Pane zvimwe zvinhu.
There are certain things.
Nokuti vamwe vanhu vanenge vachitoita.
That other people will be doing.
Vachi bhumira.
They are allowed to do that.
Munazari akanga achinzi asanwa wine.
Nazarene should not drink wine.
Asi vamwe vaitonwa.
But some were drinking.
Munazari akanga achinzi asasvika pane chitunha.
And Nazarite would come to a dead person or a corpse.
Amen. Asi vamwe vaienda padhuze nezvitunha.
Some would come closer to that corpse.
Anga asinga kweseni.
But he was not questioning.
Nokuti aiziva kuti it's a vow.
Akanga achiziva kuti mhiko
yeNazarite akaita kuna Mwari.
Nazarite which be made unto God.
And you, brother, sister.
Iwe hama hanzvadzi.
If you know.
Kana uchiziva.
That you have made a vow.
Kuti wakaita mhiko.
Amen. You have been come into union. with God himself. God has got a requirement. Pamsoro pe upenyu hako.
Upon your life.
Pamsoro pe mararamiro hako.
Upon the way you live.
Pamsoro pe mapfekero hako.
Upon the way you dress.
Pamsoro pe mazvibatiro hako.
Upon the way you conduct yourself.
Asi hama hanzvadzi.
But brother, sister.
Vazhinji.
Many people.
They don't want that sacrifice.
Havadi kuzvipirisa ikoko.
That's why.
Dokusaka.
You never see. The manifestation of the word of God in your life, because you are not doing those things which God requires. Amen. I was speaking one other time with some other brothers, and I was saying, you know what? There's so much of things which are being talked about Satanism.
Amen.
Amen. You know, when people do whatever Satanism, maybe those who are initiated to become sangomas. Amen. There's got things which they do. Amen.
Amen.
There's rituals
Pane miko
which they do.
Miko
for that spirit.
Kuti
amen. Evil spirit. To come and operate in their life. But you know why? You know what, brother, sister? The devil
Satan
is a perverter.
Amen.
The devil
Satan
is only copying from God. Because God requires you before he comes into your life. What does he require? He requires you to repent, be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. And when you are baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, the Holy Ghost comes upon you. When he comes upon you, he operates in you. He shows himself the power of the resurrected God. But many people, they don't want to come to that place. They don't want to come to true repentance. That's why the prophet says, true repentance. Amen. When you really repent, it will give you, amen, that sanctity to come. The token to come upon your life. But many people, they don't want. That's why, brother, sister, we've got just church members. We have not come to that place. Many a time, people have come for baptism. Amen. They are put in there. Amen. A dry seed, they come here. A dry sinner, they come out. A wet sinner, they continue on with a life which is not worthy of the gospel. But brother, sister, for those who are coming for baptism this afternoon, I'm urging you, amen, come to that altar. Make sure, amen, you have cried. Make sure you have come to that place where we have recognized what Calvary means in your life. Because you cannot come to baptism, amen, to be identified with him. And when in your life there's not been a change, you can only come for baptism, because there is a big change in me. Amen. Because something has happened. God has touched my life. I'm coming to identify myself with what happened on the cross at Calvary. Because baptism is only an outward show of what has happened inside. But many people, they don't come to that place. Because when you have come to that place, it's very easy for you. If you are going along the way, if something comes wrong in your life, you can always come back to that altar. Amen. Because you know there is mercy with the Lord. But if you have not found him at the beginning, there is no way you can be having him along the way. That's why, brother, sister, each and every day, let it be your desire to live like him. Let it be your desire to see God in your life. Amen. Because he says, let every seed bring forth of its kind. If God is in you, you bring God out in your life. Because that is desire. Amen.
That is the desire that God had to be seen in you. God to walk in you. God to love in you.
Amen.
Yes, sir. God to have patience in you.
Amen.
nokuti vana vamwari
because the children of God
vanoonekwa nehunhu hwamwari
they are seen by the nature of God
kereke yamwari
the church of God
inoonekwa nehunhu hwamwari
is seen by the nature of God
amen
yes sir
amen
nokuti
panguva ine atikurarama
amanja this time that we are living brother sister
ndoshuwe moyo yedu
that's the desire of our
kwese kwatiri
wherever we are
ndoshuwe imwe chete
we have the same desire
kumwari vaonekwe mukati moupenyu
that God should be seen in our lives
amen
amen
my
yes sir
I don't know where I should start preaching now.
Because
I haven't started on my notes.
And the starting that tanga pa manotsa.
But anyway,
I see
I will save the children of God the trouble.
And you know but
because I'm seeing we come from a place where we believe the message of the hour.
Bakunzimba yatinotenda shoko rengu hour chai.
So I don't want to get carried away for the next 2 hours again.
And ingare kuti ndibatikane kwa hour maviri anotevera.
Because sometimes it's not necessary.
Dzimwe nguva hazvina kufanira.
Because sometimes we go on for the next 3 hours.
Dzimwe nguva rogona kuzofamba mama matatu.
By the time people go out. They've already forgotten what we have been speaking about.
Amen.
So it's best we stop when God wants us to stop. You know, like I said, I'm not like many other ministers. Me, I just start and I go. Amen.
Amen.
But I believe because sometimes if I try and I follow my notes and then I confuse myself. But I feel very comfortable. And I just go. Amen.
Yes, sir.
And it really does good for me as well. Because I believe all the time. Like I've always said. One thing which I desire. Whatever I will be speaking here. Even if I don't, you say that preacher doesn't. He never quoted the spoken word. But I will give you assurance. That whatever I will be speaking, it will be from the spoken word. If you read your spoken word, you know for a surety that this person, what he's speaking about, is from the spoken word. Because that's where the inspiration is. Amen. We are not speaking anything new. We are speaking already what has been said. We are only echoing the same things with the messenger. Echoed in this hour. Amen. I like what one brother said. He says what we only come and do here is we just raise this book before you. And we ask you, what is this, brothers? Amen.
Amen.
Amen. What is this, brothers? And until you all say it's a book, then we know everyone has got it. We are raising the same thing. Amen. Because sometimes someone might say, no, it's a cardboard box. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. But we want to make sure whatever the prophet was raising, each and everyone gets to know exactly what the messenger was speaking about. Because if we miss that point, our gathering here is vain. Because brother, sister, the revelation of the seals, amen, it's not just something which was a mystery. Amen. But the revelation of the seals, it was the revelation of Jesus Christ in his church. And we have to come to that realization that the reason the messenger came in this hour is to bring us a realization that God is here. And the reason why God is here, he wants you and me to display himself, display God himself in our lives, that we become instruments which God can use. Because God can do nothing without you and me. That's why, brother, sister, each and every time
You have to make sure your life is worthy that gospel. That you will be in that place where when God wants to use you, He will be able to use you. Wherever He wants you to pray for someone, you will be there, ready to pray for him. Amen. You should know that you are an agent of God. Wherever you are. Amen.
Yes,
amen.
Amen.
If there is someone sick there, wherever you are, don't wait to call the pastor. Don't wait to call the deacon. You
yourself, are the one who is there.
Amen. Van vachazira sei.
How are people going to know
iwewe,
that you,
Mwari vanewe,
God is with you?
Mwari display yavo,
the display of God is to show his nature
mauri,
through you. That's why he said,
they will
lay their hands on the sick.
Then
the sick will recover.
When you lay your hands
on
someone who is sick and he is healed, amen, what do they see? They see God in you. Because the best thing is for God to be seen. That's why it's different from all these other people who are going around.
Amen.
They are
doing wonders and miracles.
What you
hear them talking about
is the
name of that person. You don't even hear the mention of Christ. Or even the life of God then,
is the moon.
It's only the name of that person
mentioned.
It's like a witch doctor. If a sangoma helps someone,
amen.
What is known is the name of that nganga.
Amen.
Amen. But a child of God,
if you pray for someone, amen, and that person gets healed, there will be a display of the life of Jesus Christ. And it will not be you, but it's God whom they will see. Amen. Amen.
That's what God wants to be seen. That's why there's no one who is supposed to exalt him for himself.
Brother Branham.
That's why you see in the life and ministry of Brother Branham, every time he prayed for someone,
discernment,
whenever he descend,
you
talk to pray to someone.
Kutaurira.
If I tell you,
amen,
what happened in your life, that you know it's not me, are you going to believe that God is able to heal you, that I may heal you?
Amen.
That's why in the life, in the ministry of Brother
amen.
Branham,
while we attach the prophet,
amen,
while we attach the prophet to Jesus Christ,
kuna Jesu Christu,
is because we saw a display
kuda kukuratizo
of the life of God.
Kwe upenyu wa Mwari,
we don't exalt a man,
ati kudhiridze munhu,
but we exalt Jesus,
ati tinokudhiridza Jesu,
because it was God.
Nekuti ndi Mwari.
It was not that man.
Akanga asiri
murume. That's why today,
nanasi,
others are going back,
vanhu vari kudzokera mashure,
but talking about the fault which was in Brother Branham.
Vachitaura mhosho dzaive mumuprofita.
Amen.
Amen.
But isusu hama hanzvadzi,
but we brothers,
tanga tisingaoni,
We did not see him.
William Branham.
William Branham.
Amen. Taiona Mwari.
We were not seeing William Branham. We were seeing God, because it was the word of God, which was being manifested. It's the same thing that we should be, you and me.
Amen.
Amen. People should see God. And we are the source of life. That when people see you and see other people who are going to other places, they will realize that there's a difference.
Amen.
Amen. They will realize there's a difference. What brings the difference is the life. What brings the difference is not the place you stay,
church,
not the church you go to. What brings the difference is the life that is being manifested in you. That's why, brother, sister, you should have a desire that God should show himself in your life. Because God, at this time,
He showed himself through the life of the prophet. The prophet preached to us the word which is the seed of God. That seed should bring forth after its kind.
Seed of discrepancy.
The prophet says in the seed of discrepancy,
the sower.
When he was talking about the sower, akaenda achinodyarambeu.
Amen. He said,
anotin,
when Christ was explaining that parable, Christo
achitsanangura mfananidzo uya,
and he says the good seed,
hanzimbeu yakanaka,
they are the children of God.
Vana vamwari.
Amen. And the best seed,
mbeu yakaipa,
they were they are children of the devil.
Vana vewakaipa.
And the prophet says,
mprofita anotin,
if the seed,
kana mbeu,
be the children of God,
iri vana vamwari,
which means the children of God,
zvichiratwa vana vamwari,
they are the seed of God,
imbeu yamwari,
in the age that they are living in,
muchizvarwa chavari kurarama,
which means that seed,
zvichireva kumbeu
iyi, has to bring forth of its kind,
inofanira kuzvibereka.
Amen. And its kind,
mando yayo,
it's God himself,
ndimwari iye pachake.
Because you cannot have the word of God in you,
haungave neshoko ramwari mauri,
and not be able to be displaying God,
wotadza kuratidza mwari,
and not be able to be displaying that life of God in you,
wotadza kuratidza upenyu hwamwari mauri.
Because if you have received that word, that word has got power in itself to transform itself, to show forth what it is. It's not you who can do it. That's why the Bible says it's not by power, it's not by might, but it's by the Holy Ghost, it's by God's Spirit. Because God himself, the one who has planted the word in you, is the one who will bring it up. It's not you trying it. Never try to be a Christian. Amen. Just surrender yourself and say, here I am, Lord. Do whatsoever you will with my life. I give my life to you. Amen. As a sacrifice, I'm here, Lord. I'm waiting upon thee. Amen. And when you wait upon God, God will display himself in your own life. But many times, we want to do it ourselves. Shingaira kuti uite muKristo.
Don't strive to be a Christian.
Mm-mm.
No.
Usashingaira.
Don't strive.
Ina anambo shingaira hama kuti
muKristo. I didn't strive to be a Christian.
Chinjiripo ndiyo kuti anga asingatombodi kuita muKristo.
One thing what is there, I didn't want to be one.
Amen.
Amen.
Asi Mwari.
But God.
Nenyasha dzavo.
By his grace.
Pavakazviratidza mukati moupenyu hwavo.
When he revealed in my life.
Ndikanzwa kudaidza kwenzwi reshoko ravo.
And then I heard the call of his word.
Amen. Zvakaitika.
What happened? I can't explain.
Amen.
Amen.
Asinda handina kunge handina kuzoramba ndiri zvandakanga ndiri.
But I didn't remain what I was before.
Kwete kuti ndanga ndichimanikidzira.
Not that I was forcing.
Ina hapana kana zuva rimwe chete.
There is not even one day.
Randaka manikidzira kuita muKristo.
Which I forced myself to be Christian.
Kana kuda kunyengera kuti vanhu vafunge kuti ndiri muKristo.
Or to deceive so that people can think I'm a Christian.
Ndanga ndichigorarama.
I only lived a life.
Ndakamirira pashoko ramwari.
Waiting upon the word of God.
Shoko iroro.
That word
is the
one which brought me to this
tent. Amen.
Is the one that is going to continue with me.
Amen.
Amen.
Because
I believe God is faithful.
In
everything that I have committed
unto
him, I surrendered my life in his hands.
It's
no longer me that is living,
but Christ is
living in me.
I believe it's
the same in your life, brother,
sister,
that you committed your life to him.
But
what we want to see
is
the manifestation of the word of God,
because
what's inside is shown outside.
Amen.
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 Yes,
what's
outside, it shows us what's inside.
Amen.
Amen.
That's
why, brother, sister,
in the
Christian life,
make sure
you should be sure
that you
have met God.
Amen.
Amen. Because what's in you
is
shown outside.
Amen.
Even though you haven't said anything, even if you want to be a hypocrite, but what we look at, we look at the life.
Amen.
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 Yes,
sir.
What's inside of you?
Chinoratidzwa kunze.
It's shown outside.
Zvinoreva kuti zvaunoita.
It means what you do
kunze
outside,
mazvibatiro aunoita,
the way you conduct yourself,
mapfekero aunoita,
the way you dress,
mazvigadziriro aunoita,
the way you make up yourself,
zvinhu zvaunofarira zvakakutenderedza,
the things that are surrounding you,
zviri kutaura,
they are speaking
pamusoro
about what's inside of you. Even if you say what's in me is this, but we are seeing.
Tinoona.
But as we look at you, we
see
that's what's in you. It's something like this. Because of what? Because of what we are seeing outside.
Amen.
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 Yes, because what's inside? It has got a faithful testimony. It will make sure that it's seen outside.
Amen.
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 We won't have any problems. That's why, brothers,
make sure
that's what's in you. It's the word of God. Because the word of God, it will show its nature. By the way you live and you dress, the way you conduct yourself, the way you speak,
pane zvese zviri mupenyu hwako,
in everything in your life,
zvinotungamirirwa,
it's led
nechiri mauri,
by what's in you.
Can make sure,
so make sure
mauri,
what's in you,
imbeu yeshoko ramwari,
it is the word of God,
nokuti tione mwari,
so that we can see God.
Mwari vane hunhu hwavo.
God has got his nature.
Ndosaka saka muprofita vakaparidza mhari dzokanguva
iyi. The prophet preached in this time,
God,
mwari,
is identified,
vanoratidzwa,
by his own characteristics,
nehunhu hwavo.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
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 So whatever character,
amen,
whatever is happening around you, is a testimony, amen,
amen,
of what is inside of you. Amen.
Amen.
I'm glad, brother, sister, that whatever is me is in me, is a testimony of the word of God. Amen. I like so much, you know, one time,
and you know that
where I'm working, you know, like I was telling you,
the person and I could
I represent you there. Let me just tell you a little testimony of what happened. I've got other friends of mine who I'm working with. They're from Zimbabwe. So the other guy, he so happened to, he knows brother Mahachi.
Anozia brother Mahachi.
Amen. And his young brother who is now in Australia.
Australia.
Amen. So he was speaking to the younger brother of brother Mahachi in Australia.
They were speaking on the phone wa brother Mahachi.
Because they know each other.
So
this guy, he tells him, we have got Mr. Ngwarati
here.
Amen. And brother Pianist, who is in Australia, he says, no, I know him. He's our elder. He's a very fine brother. He's a man of God. It's brother Pianist who is speaking.
And brother Pianist Farutaura.
So this man says, no, sure. Amen. He's a gentleman. He's a man who upholds the word. So the guy whom I work with, he was the one now who was telling me of this conversation he's had with brother. So I said, no, that's fine. I know that young man. We fellowship together with his elder brother. And he says, no, I know them. So I was now thinking on my own. What if I had gone to that place? Amen. And I said, there's no brothers here. There's no one who sees me. And I start doing certain things. Maybe I was doing some other miscellaneous things. And now maybe this man now is speaking to this brother. The brother brings a testimony which is good. And this man will say,
what could he? Yes, sir.
I
could.
So that's what we, you know, it really got next to me. I said, that's why wherever you are, don't ever say there are no brothers. You meet someone who knows another brother, and he will speak to that brother. And he says, hey, this thing,
He's like this. So I was so glad. You know, I said, no. It's not my testimony. It's the testimony of Jesus Christ in my own life. So we are so glad, brother, sister. That's why we say, amen, make sure in your life, amen,
amen,
you have got that testimony of the word. The word is living in you. That word is in display. Because that's the only thing which keeps you. You cannot be kept by coming to church. You know, like I told you, that maybe out there where I'm working, sometimes we get so tied up with work. The whole month you might not be in church.
If you are being kept by coming to church, what are you going to do then? You are not able to go to church.
Amen. And maybe you
don't read the spoken words.
And
you don't have the testimony of Jesus Christ. But if you got that testimony, it doesn't matter that tomorrow people are not coming here. That time is coming.
Amen.
Amen.
That you
won't be able to gather
his so privilege.
Yeah, if you don't take the privilege
now
to meet with God,
when the gospel is being
preached
by
people that you are
seeing, by people who are
talking about the testimony
of
the life of God, and then you fail to meet with God,
there's
going to come a time
that you won't gather as we are gathered now.
Now what's in you is the one that is going to keep you. Is that the one that is going to propel you?
Amen.
Yes,
I am.
Because there'll be something that you are following. As I said, each and every person who is here this morning, he has got something that is following
after.
That thing is going to lead him or somewhere.
Make sure that what
you are following will lead you to where it led that man,
Christ Jesus,
manifested in his life.
Amen.
Because what spoke to him is the one that speaks.
The same angel
who
spoke to Brother
Branham.
He spoke to us. Amen. We heard that call. Amen. That's why, brother, sister, we know we are standing here. Amen. Following a message which was ministered to us by an angel. Amen.
Yes,
we are not just following books or tapes or whatever. Amen. We are here as a testimony that God has spoken in this hour. We are a testimony. Amen. That God is living in our lives. That's why, brother, sister, that testimony of God has to continue in your life. Amen. Never let down the bars. Amen. Don't let down the bars. Because if you let down the bars, the gods are surely going to come in. And when the gods come in, amen. And you say, when did the gods come in? Because you laid down the bars. You never continued on standing on the word. Stand guard on that word. Make sure there's nothing which will contaminate that word in your life. Because remember, the Bible says that sower, he went out to sow seeds. And the Bible says some seeds, they fell on the rock. Amen.
Amen.
And the birds of the air, they picked it up. Some seeds, they fell among stones. And then they grew up. They were so deformed. They never came to their true maturity. Amen. Some seeds, they fell on good ground. Amen. So, brother, sister, make sure, amen, your life is the good ground where the seed of God, which has been sown in this hour, is going to fall and it will bring forth of its kind. But many a times, brother, sister, we have let that seed get choked by the things which are around us. Amen.
Yes, Sam.
Amen. Amen. We have let the birds of the air come and pick that seed. Amen. Because we never prepared the right ground. Amen. You have to make sure that seed
seed. You hold it in your heart. You cherish it. You make sure there is nothing around you which will hinder the seed of God, the word of God, to come to that full manifestation in your life. Amen. So, brother, sister, make sure. Amen. Amen.
Yes, sir.
You make sure those little foxes. Amen. That spoil the vine. Make sure you chase them away. Don't let them ever spoil that vine. Don't let them ever spoil that seed of the word in your life. Because, brother, sister, God is waiting on you. The whole creation is waiting on you. Amen. Because the Bible says the whole creation is waiting for what? Manifestation of the children of God. Amen.
Yes,
because the tree was never meant to die. The lion was never meant to die. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
The flowers were never meant to die. They are groaning, waiting for the manifestation of the children of God. Because when you come into full manifestation, you come into that place, it brings back the Eden. Amen.
Yes, sir.
It brings us back to the beginning. Amen. Where God created man in his own image. And in the image of God was man created. But brother, sister, because of sin, that man lost that image. But because of the cross, he's bringing you back to that image of God. He's bringing you back to be that Adam once again. So brother, sister, don't look down upon yourself. Claim what is yours. Amen.
Yes,
believe what God has made you in this hour that we are living in. Amen.
Yes, sir.
No,
it doesn't matter.
Don't be frightened by the devil. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Paul
was not intimidated. That's why when he was writing to the Romans,
he said,
I realized that in there are two natures.
Amen.
Amen.
When I want to do good,
evil is there.
And
but I realized that I thank God because of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I overcome all.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
So, brother, sister, don't let this nature pull you down. Amen.
Amen.
Because the sticky nature, you always have it. Until we go into the rapture, until we come to the change of this body, so this body will always be telling you are a failure. Will always be telling you with what you did yesterday. You know that, but you should always tell the devil. Amen.
Yes,
me, I am a child of God. I believed in what God has done for me on the cross at Calvary. I am an overcomer. Tell the devil that. Don't let him tell you. Amen. You still got the lust of the flesh. You still got this. Tell him,
Satan,
those things are over because of the cross. I am a child of God. Claim what is yours. Tell the devil who you are. But many times, people, they side with the devil. Don't side up with the devil. Amen. That's why, even if you are sick, you tell the devil, by his stripes I am healed. Amen.
Yes, sir.
If it still continues, you tell the devil, you are a big loser. Even if I die, amen, I know in me the power of the resurrection. Amen. So don't you worry, brothers. Me, I don't get worried. Amen.
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 Yes,
because the devil is a loser. Amen. If he brings sickness and you die, oh, brother, sister, he has given you a quick
transport
to be with the Lord. A quick transfer. Amen.
Yes, sir.
So don't fear. Amen. You should never fear what happens to you. Amen.
Amen. Because God is with you.
Vanewe.
Always believe it. Stand on it.
Mira pazviri.
Amen. And when you stand on His word,
kana wamira pashoko rake,
you'll be able to see God.
Unokwanisa kuona Mwari.
Amen. Don't stand on your thoughts.
Usamire pafunga
zvako. Don't stand on what you can do.
Usamire pane zvaunogona.
But stand on His word.
Asi mira pashoko
raMwari. His word is true.
Shoko raMwari
choko. That word will manifest itself.
Shoko rino rinozviratidza
in your own life.
Muupenyu hwako.
God bless you, brothers.
Mwari vakuropafadze yamanzadzi.
Thank you so much. We want to thank the Lord this very afternoon. And appreciate our precious brother Ngwara. Let's just give the Lord another round of applause. It's very important to get the inside right. Amen. This is where the denominations have failed. They want to leave their Christianity outside in. This is why they love to put on uniforms. That it gives them an identity. To give them an identity that they are Christians. But a Christian life, it displays itself. Hallelujah. What is inside of you, it manifests itself on the outside. Remember, the life that is in you, it gives you the character that you have. And the character that you have, it gives you an identity that you have. And the identity that you have, it gives you the image that now you have. So just get the inside right. This is why you don't have to beg and ask for a sheep to produce wool. All it just needs to do is just to feed it and it